CPA.
KD4CBA, KN4VWA, you headed out to your tennis?
Headed out to the sports club and see if I can do a little bit better than I did yesterday. CPA. Head down Edwards Road here.
Yeah, I'm down here in Piedmont. So Phil's all excited.
Dr. Phil with you?
Yeah, I'm meeting him down here and I'm gonna pick up a tower for him. So, anyhow, that's how come I got my trailer.
How far is that guy need?
I don't know, but you know what? It's like his teeth. He's got a few.
Unless they're the same tower, you can't stack them on top of each other. Oh, man. He must be going to sell them.
No idea. Well, listen, I'm trying to find this place. I'm right on top of it, and I don't see it, so let me see what I can come up with. I'll talk to you later, bud. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Dave, good hunting. KB4CBA Mobile.
Well, at least if we're counting our blessings, we got one today. Steve's gone. And Gerald TR.
Tom, you're so funny.
Thank you, Steve. I've been told that before. How you, Dave?
Hope you are.
Iron Frog here split three ways. I'm just sitting here at the counter watching TV and waiting on the news to come on so I can shut it off and then maybe see some weather here. We got a little bit of sprinkle there a while ago, 700s.
Want a sprinkle? Because I'm headed to the tennis court.
Yeah, it's the driveway's dry already. That's how little it was. Oh, gracious, I wish I just had one tower out there, let alone two or three. There was a place back up by Joplin, Missouri, and I never seen so many towers with big HF antennas on them, and they were like Mosley's with the loading coils out on them, and he had a whole field full of them there. It was just totally amazing. I don't know who the guy was. My friend N0YGZ took me down there and showed him to me one day. He lived over at Galena, Kansas, a little bitty mining town. Well, there come the sun out. Dave just popped out.
The sunshine back there, Edwards Road and east north, and I'm headed up the big hill now, up to Beacon Hill.
You'll have to fill me in on that one. I have no concept.
Section of Edwards Road and Pelham Road. And, wait a minute, Pelham. And, that's called Beacon Hill. It's the highest point, I'm told, it's the highest point in the city of Greenville.
Well, I'd have never thunk that. Yeah, I know exactly where you mean. That's down there towards Clemson Eye Clinic. If you're going south and you turn right at that corner, Clemson Eye is on the left side. Yeah, that's unusual. I know any place around here.
Orchard Park Drive. Now I'm doing a little cut through here to Tatewood, and then I'll get on. That'll put me on Congaree, where the club is.
Well, that's nice that you can do that. Well, we've been outside all up until about 1:30, I guess, Dave, and Bernice has been putting out mulch, and I put out some Roundup for yards, and then I put out a little bit of Roundup. I killed some fire ants. I fed and watered the chickens, gathered the eggs, and all just things like that all morning. God, it was nice to be able to get outside. Yesterday was a bugger.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I think it's the warmest it's been all day. It's, the car thermometer says 72.
Mine says, 74 in the shade, 76 outdoor with a 72% humidity. And, we got a 6 mile an hour gust from the south. And that's about it. It's still trending to the northeast. They're probably still landing on runway 4 down there at the airport, coming across 14. Oh, which I always like to see that, because you can go right underneath the jets when they come in to land.
Always neat. I'm getting ready to get into a real noisy spot here. I don't know why it's noisy here, but right here at Tatewood and Congaree, it's just real, it's real hard to get into the repeater.
Hey there, my golly. Yeah, I had, or we had, 1, 2, 3, 4. Two little stubs of a tree taken out yesterday, and one of them was about, the other two trees were big oak trees. One of them was a red oak, one of them was a white oak. And that one was about, 70 to 80 feet tall, and that guy climbed that and took that down. He had more guts than a packing house.
Three. Yeah, I leave those to the professionals. unless it's just out in the field somewhere, I'm not cutting it down. All my trees are near the house, so I guess you'd have to start at the top and work your way down. Anyway, well, I'm getting ready to pull in here, so I'm going to say 73s and enjoy the rest of your day there in the Barker Lounger, and I'm sure your bride is cooking up something good to eat tonight. So anyway, enjoy the queso, and we'll talk to you later. I'll clear out here after your final in 0TR KV4CBA.
W2T.
Acknowledging Mr. Rusty. Well, yesterday we had chicken dumplings, which were awesome. Yeah, there was leftover, so. And they're still awesome. And today, Mom's kind of fixing my Father's Day meal, if you will. We don't really celebrate Mother's or Father's Day, but we found some filet mignons on sale, and so we're going to have filet mignons for our supper, which we always eat early. She's over there making them right now. 73's Dave. Go ahead, Rusty.
Dave, don't be careful out there today. Don't overwork yourself. You might get overheated. Anyway, and hello, Tom. And I went out, did a little bit of grocery shopping this morning. Didn't get me any filet mignon, but I did get me a couple of steaks. I'm going to put them in containers and put them in the freezer, and also I'll have them. And also, how's things going with you and Bernice?
Working in the yard all morning, and boy, I was glad to get out. Yesterday it was just too cold for us, and I think you said that too. We're doing fine, Rusty. Normally, we'll buy those beef filet mignons or whatever at Aldi's, or else the little pork ones at Costco's or Sam's. They are delicious. They look like filet mignons, but oh, there's a mess of them. So she freezes them because they're just two of us. But these were in the case there at Sam's, weren't they, Bernice? And, they look all right to me. A little less than perfect the way they were cut. But a bargain's a bargain. So that's my favorite cut of meat. Naturally, it would be the most expensive cut of meat, I guess you'd say. But we very rarely ever get them. So it's a real treat. And when we get a package, there's enough for two meals for us.
There were two steaks in this. I was published today, and there were two steaks in this. They're both about, from the total weight, they're probably right at 7.5, maybe 8.5 ounces. They're just a little over a pound for the two of them, but one of them is just fine with me. One of those was a little small baked potato, and I'm happy. I picked that up, and I also picked up some ground beef I'm going to do something with. I'm not sure what yet, but I may fix up some spaghetti sauce, and then use it to top several different things. And they had some nice looking chicken breast, boneless chicken breast over there, and it had three to a pack. So got me a pack of those, and here in a little bit I'll take, or either this evening or tomorrow, one of the two, I'll take and cut me off some of my freezer bags that I have one of these things that sucks the air out of the bags and seals them and everything like that. So I'm gonna take all this stuff up, divide it down into smaller packs, and drop it in the freezer. So I'll have stuff for later. I had a steak the other day that I put in there back in March, and took it out, put it in the air fryer, and and cooked it up that way, and it was just wonderful. Cut it as easy as could be, and it was just as tender and juicy as could be. Tom, W2T.
You are with W2T. Fine business. Sounds great, Rusty. Well, we picked up one of those rotisserie chickens for us and one for the kids the other day over there at Sam's, and they're just as good as the ones at Costco's. And actually, we didn't know if Amy wanted one or not, so we had picked ours up and we was going to Costco for something that they didn't have at Sam's, so we picked her one up over there, and they're pretty much the same size. And that'll make us an easy meal just from the breast. And then Bernice takes and boils it all down and gets all the meat off the bone. And she makes a casserole that's dressing with chicken breasts. And, oh, that's good. It's got green beans and those onions. What do you call those onions on top, Bernice? Fried onions in the can. She puts on top of that, and then she's got chicken breasts in it with the dressing. And then she takes what's left and boils it all down and makes, chicken and dumplings or chicken noodles? And guys, those suckers are just $5. Boy, that's a bargain.
Yeah, well, I got these three chicken breasts, and they were, like I said, it was about them. They were right at $6 for this pack. And they're about, no, actually, they were right at $7. But they're about 2.5 pounds of chicken breast in there. Like I said, there are three of them boneless. And I'll put those things, season them up a little bit, spray them with a little bit of olive oil, and then put them in the air fryer and cook them that way. And I'll tell you what, Tom, it cooks those things up just wonderfully. Does it the same way, it's like cooking the steaks. I mean, they come out juicy. They come out just perfectly cooked and everything else, so I do that way. Anyway, I just heard you in there talking with David, and I just want to say hello to you and see how y'all were doing and everything else. So Got to go out here in a little while and hopefully pick my computer back up. It's got the parts in, or at least one part in yesterday, and then found out we needed another part. Somebody else is bringing that down from a different computer store to bring it to my guy. So he's supposed to have it ready for me to pick up and bring home tonight. So I guess I'll find out here in a little bit. Of course, I got to go to choir rehearsal tonight. We're going to set ourselves up so that we are far enough apart that we will, you know, we'll be at least 6 feet or better apart and still be able to sing as a group, because we're getting ready to record our choir performance for Father's Day for the service they'll record on Friday. So we'll go in tonight, rehearse it, and then go back on Friday afternoon and they'll record it. So, you know, that's what we're doing tonight. And then in about 15 minutes, I've got an online meeting I got to attend, so I need to get ready over here and get set up for that. Anyway, you and Bernice have a good one. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Glad you hopped in there. Are you going to work that field day thing that's coming up from home?
Yep, sure I am going to work it from home and submit with the club name in there, the Greer Club in there for the name of the club and give them credit. So, yeah, I'm going to work it from the house.
Well, and you got to realize I'm a dummy on the computer. I have the N3 FJP, and I suspect I'll have my antenna back going. I had to take the super loop loose because of these trees being taken down here. So I got to set me a new pole out there and then just hook it back up to the switch box. What do you call when you make your call when you're doing that for the club?
You make all of your contacts under your call sign. You don't use the club call. The club at the field day site is going to use K4SV. But for your personal thing, you just call CQ and N0TR and record all the field day contacts. Now you got to have the right software, the new field day software from N3FJP that allows you to contact One Delta clubs and get credit for it. One Delta contacts. Because in the past, you couldn't contact the One Delta if you were a One Delta to get credit for it. So, anyway, but, yeah, and then when you make the submittal, there'll be a box in there for you to put the name of the club you want to credit it to, and you put in there, just like they're listing the club, and I think Mitch sent those out the other day, and between him and Ariel, and they tell you exactly how they want to list the club, and then everybody that does that, the club will get credit for all the contacts and everything else to go with it. So, you know, it's a good deal for the club.
Yeah, but I don't even know how to update the N3FJP, and that might seem stupid, but I'm not a computer guy when it comes to that. Anyways, maybe I'll talk to you more about it later, and might get on the phone with you and see what I can do to do that. I'm not a big contest guy, but I might do it to help the club out. It might be fun. We'll see, and I'll talk to you about it later. I'll let you go for now, because I know you got things to do. W2T and 0TR 73 is Rusty.
All right, and if you need me to come over next week one day in about 30 minutes, I can come over and set it up for you and get it ready for you, and all you got to do is hit the start button when you get ready to do it, you'll be good to go. So just let me know. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, thank you. Send 0TR.
6CLX mobile.
I think it is. This is N0TR.
That's right, it's Mike, N6CLX.
PLX or CLX, Mike?
Charlie Lima X-ray.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I had that right in my RAM, in my pea brain. Oh, I just was sitting here looking at the laptop and running a scan and... Oh, I was going to watch the news, but I got to talking with Rusty. I don't care anything about the news nowadays anyways. But I kind of wanted to see what the weather was like on there.
But get a stick and whittle it to a nice smooth surface and then stick it out. If it comes back wet, it's raining.
I do have a pet rock that I brought down from Kansas, but I just don't know how reliable that is.
They're arresting the cops and letting the felons run around.
There was a station in there, I don't know if it was you or not, Mike. Didn't copy it at all. Start clear.
Sorry about that. I was trying to make a turn and people are acting crazy. N6CLX, I'm here. Monitoring still if you're wanting to talk.
I was just watching the weather here. There's some showers that are coming from the northeast. It's up by Lake Lurlette, just north of us. And I don't know if that's going to affect us or not. They're pretty widely scattered right now. How's your day going?
I'm going to go around a corner and hold the radio here. I took it out from where the pod where I normally stick it because it was making a noise. The fan was caught on something. It's going good, but I'm looking north, northwest, and yeah, there's a fair amount of clouds there up towards the mountains. And getting darker as you go west.
You know, earlier they had mentioned that. The wife and I have been out working in the yard. Let me see, 20,551 COVID-19 cases, 617 deaths, increased by 577 since yesterday.
Sound horrible, don't they? Read a letter from the vice president today, Mike Pence, in the Wall Street Journal today. He explained that don't listen to these peons on the news. He said it's going down. They're doing more testing. That's why we got more people coming up. But of all the tests nationwide, the average is 8% of the tests come back positive. He said that's well below what it was 2 months ago.
There's better than 20,000 cases here now, and back in March it was just 4,000, so I just call it as a season.
Yep. Well, what it is they were getting back, you know, close to 100% positive because everybody had it. Now it's only 8.
I'll tell you, I have congestive heart failure, and I take it very seriously. We just talked to a friend a few minutes ago in Kansas, and well, their positive tests are 20,551, negative 275,000. I'm just looking at it on the TV is the reason I can say that. So that's a lot. That's for whole of South Carolina, but Greenville's a hot spot. And it would be a death sentence for me or the wife at our age and with our abnormalities, shall we say, or disabilities. So it scares us. It really does. We wear masks. And I think they're trying to say that the old boy up in North Carolina, the governor's going to mandate it. That ain't going to work. It just won't work. But I think people would be better off if they went into the pharmacies and the grocery stores if they wore that just to protect us old folks.
And going to Publix right now with my mask on. You know, it's not. I'll just put it in the vernacular. It ain't for me. It's for the other people.
Yeah, and I think that's the bottom line. But everybody likes their freedom, and I'm not going to criticize them for not. But it just, it would be nice if they did. Publix is a great store, and can't say enough about them. I always enjoyed that place, and they have quality stuff there.
And they got the stuff that I need. I'm just going to get in there, get a few things that we're going to finish up dinner with. Got my mask in my hand. Got a new one, too. The old one was full of hair from when I got a haircut.
I don't have that problem. Ever since I got out of the service in the last 52 years, well, Bernice has given me a haircut. And so I don't have to wear a mask. My last haircut, I think, was 50 cents. And it was at North Island Naval Air Station.
W4NDK.
I thought that would rattle some cages.
MEK, methyl ethyl ketone. Yeah, I can remember that.
Okay, well, I'm going to clear out temporarily here to pick up these items and put my mask on. N6CLX. Clorox is all I can say. N6CLX, I'll be cleared temporarily.
Okay, Mike. Nice to hear you. 73, you take care. And the other station, go ahead.
San Diego back then. I've heard it was a beautiful place. It sure has grown.
Initially, I shouldn't have said San Diego. I was transferred from there to up to Mountain View, California. So I remember North Island because we went out for inspection one day, and a senior chief said that I needed a haircut. I got a haircut every week, and it was 50 cents, and he told me I needed a haircut. You know how that is. It was a nice city. I enjoyed my time there. I was out on North Island. I was in an air crew there and flew off of North Island. And you had to take the nickel snatcher back and forth across there to cost you a quarter, but they called it the nickel snatcher.
With Coronado Bridge.
And you're testing my memory, but I say probably so. I can't remember. That would have been 1967. And Bernice says my filet mignon is ready over here. Now, my name is Tom. I didn't get yours, and I got to clear and get out of here. She'll scalp me.
My name is Nate. W4NDK Whiskey 4 November Delta Kilo in Charlotte. And it was a pleasure talking to you, Tom. I'll write down your name. Your call's done. And hopefully we'll catch you. And I'm up in Charlotte.
Okay, W4NDK. Yes, Nate, I apologize. I remember you from yesterday. Good signal in here today. A little light noise, but good. I got to get over there and eat my Father's Day meal here. You have a great day, sir. This is N0TR clear.
Enjoy your Father's Day, filet. W4NDK clear.